Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast. AB.
Yes, sir.
What are we known for around here? What's our claim to fame? Endless, unending
you know,
fame.
Irresistible chemistry.
What's like our tagline?
Something about being the best interracial bachelor podcast in the Midwest, I believe. Male.
AB, that's correct. Welcome to the Rosecast. Before we get started, third episode of the season. High level thoughts. What'd you think?
Ari's not playing around here, Rim.
In what way?
He's gonna let you go immediately, and I'd say poorly, with a very poor speech. He will let you go immediately.
But I think you're amazing. Does that not make up for it? Are we good? I think you're amazing. You're so amazing.
He won't wait for the rose ceremony. He will walk you out. It'll be very awkward, and you'll go home.
Do you like or dislike that about him? About this season? Because it's not all on him. Because one woman forced his hand. But do you like or dislike that about the season, that they're dropping like flies?
There were a couple times this episode where I saw some things in Ari that I did not like, and that was one of them.
Oh. No spoilers? I would have to agree with you. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if this episode... This is a tough episode for Ari defenders.
Yeah.
To kind of defend. I'm a little nervous about that. Before we get into the nitty gritty, couple things. One, thanks for listening. Two, if any, we still have yet to hear from anyone from Dove Skincare. So if anyone is out there, we're still looking for that sponsorship. And three, thank you as always. A lot of AB, got a lot of reviews. Shout out to anyone who left a review on Apple Podcasts this week. I think like 20 people gave us a rating, and a handful of people wrote some nice reviews. I thought there was like a glitch in the system. The number just kept going up. So thank you for that.
I was getting ready to go off on the people that hadn't left reviews yet, Rim. Coming into this, I had a whole thing ready to go. I was ready to lay into the people. Listen, we put out these episodes, work hard for the people, and you're going to listen for 2 hours a week and not going to take a minute to hit the 5 stars and write us a review? But it sounds like they all took care of it, so never mind.
Unconscionable. Did you round up to the nearest 2 hours? What was that about? These aren't 2 hours.
Sometimes we go for 1 hour 30, and I imagine people listen to this twice because it's so good.
That's true. Speaking of time, I have 8 pages of notes, and I didn't really like the episode, and I don't want to do 8 pages of notes. So let's try to keep it moving. If I ever ask you a question or you got nothing on something, just say, let's keep it moving, Rim. Let's just keep it moving. All right.
Gotcha.
Starting off with the episode, we got 18 people left. They're at the house. Chris Harrison makes the bold claim that we later found out to be dead false, which is that they have 2 very fun group dates planned. Ended up being a very incorrect statement. First date card, Mikkel, Jacqueline, Lauren B., Tia, Marique, Becca M., Bibiana, and Crystal. It's all about the ring, AB. I asked you last week, I don't remember if, I don't remember your answer. Did you watch the show Glow on Netflix?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So We'll get to that in a little bit. This is Glaw, baby. They're doing a wrestling date. The Gorgeous Ladies of the Bachelor. It's an homage to the 1980s wrestling TV show, pro wrestling, Glow.
Mm-hmm.
They do a couple minutes of training for something that takes years to learn how to do safely. I can't imagine what kind of waiver. I mean, because you can get paralyzed real quick if you're doing this pro wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling's nothing to play with, folks.
Ari, another theme on this episode, Ari has basically no interest in this date or or the activity at all.
I'm kind of with you guys on this date. I don't really fuck with this. I don't really want to do it. But let's just get through this together.
If there wasn't a live studio audience for the actual show, I think he probably would have called it off, called it short.
Why don't you have a little fun out here, Ari? If you're not having fun, they're not going to have fun.
AB, what did you think of this Glow date? Then, like, how it was presented. If you didn't know anything about Glow, would you have been confused by watching this?
I would have been very confused, Rim. Very confused. I'm familiar with Glow and familiar with wrestling, and I didn't fuck with this date. Like, first of all, first and foremost, most importantly, Rim, the two old ladies that they brought on were disasters.
Yes. Yes.
Absolute disasters.
They were very rude on like a personal level. They were like personal, questioning.
Unacceptably rude.
There was a major disconnect between the contestants of the show and the women of Glow. Okay.
Well, I think not only was it not good for the viewers, if you know nothing about Glow, there wasn't any like setup for what the fuck was going on. I don't think the contestants knew exactly what, like, I feel like Becca might have known something about it. She seemed a little excited, but everyone else had no clue what was going on.
I think almost all of them except Becca were totally unfamiliar with Glow, and several of them, I imagine, were unfamiliar with pro wrestling in general. Even Ari was like, never seen pro wrestling. So,
yeah,
not that you have to be a genius to understand pro wrestling, but if you've never watched it or are totally unfamiliar with it, you probably don't know
what's
like,
going on here. What do you mean to sell the punch, lady?
Yeah.
What do you mean to that by that?
And if you don't know anything about pro wrestling and the former pro wrestler, the old lady pro wrestler is like being mean to you, you probably just think she's being mean. You don't realize that she's doing a character, essentially.
Here's my question. Was she doing a character or was she just an old lady wrestler? Because I feel like...
It was a little of both. It was a little of both,
I
think.
There's no more, you know, rude, crotchety type of person than an ex-wrestler.
Yes. Yes.
That's out of the game.
Yes. Kind of like the movie The Wrestler. Check that movie out, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Movie. That's a great example.
Like, who knows what these two ladies just got done doing in the bathroom stalls. Okay? A little inappropriate, but hey, that's the reality of pro wrestling life in the 80s. You lived the
Here's
fast
the thing
life,
about
and now you're old.
Here's the thing about ex-wrestlers, old ex-wrestlers. These ladies are still, like, wrestling at, like, local community college events and stuff. Like, random down at the... I don't even know what. Down at the
local vets hall. The local
the vets hall.
Memorial,
that's the word.
Coliseum.
That's what I'm looking for. The vets hall. I couldn't think of the word. Yep.
Not only was there a disconnect between the contestants and the old Glow ladies, the show did a terrible job of educating the audience of what this was all about. I got a little rant here. The original Glow from the 1980s, a pro wrestling show that was just like ridiculous. It was 80s. It was over the top. It was crazy costumes. It was hair pulling. It was wild stuff. There was a recent show on Netflix that wasn't that I watched it. It was good. It wasn't that popular.
No, it wasn't.
I'm a wrestling guy and I'd never even heard of Glow before that show. Okay.
Same
so
here.
People think about the audience for The Bachelor. People tuning into last night's episode saw women in skimpy cat outfits pulling each other's hair and fake hitting each other and stuff, and probably thought, what am I watching? This show is setting women back 40 years, but it wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
The average non-wrestling fan viewer might not have even realized that these moves were, not only that these moves were fake, but that the matches are planned and choreographed, and you know what I mean? By the two people involved. It just was, I think they just did a horrible job of explaining that.
It was weird.
And it made the date seem... The date was bad to begin with, but I think it made the date seem even worse than it was. Anyway, anything else to say about the Glow aspect of this before we talk about Kenny?
No, I just... I just can't get over how miserable the two ladies they brought in were to be
terrible,
around.
Terrible. The what that one said to Bibiana was
unacceptable.
A clear line. Unacceptable. I don't think she expected her to come back with like a non-traditional name. I'll put it that way. Yeah. She's like, oh, Bibiana, what the fuck is that? Not an okay thing to say in today's climate.
These ladies definitely want to get back to the good old days of when they wrestled. When people like Bibiana wouldn't have been caught dead on TV.
Or they definitely would have been a heel character in the old GLOW days. Anyway, after the commercial break, they bring out the big man, Kenny King, actual wrestler, for a match against Ari. Ari seemed legitimately intimidated by this man. Unfortunately, Kenny wasn't allowed to speak into the camera at all. What did you think of that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Kenny, was terrible.
Let Kenny cut a... Let cut... Jesus.
Whoa.
Let Kenny cut a promo here on Ari's bitch ass.
On Ari's ass would be good.
Yeah,
I think ABC probably just didn't want to remind us that Kenny's much more charismatic than Ari and would have been a more entertaining bachelor.
Pretty boy pit bull, Rim.
Also a bad move to have him get physical with Ari. Ladies, that's what a real man looks like. That's a real man's body. All right, it's Kenny.
Hey, that's fair. You got to give it to Ari, though. He was taking some hard bumps. Those are those bumps were legit.
For a guy who'd never seen wrestling before, he kind of knew. He picked it up pretty quick.
He picked it up quick out in front of the land.
You got anything else on the other matches? And nobody impressed you? Nobody stood out?
Becca was the best. She was the best out of all of them. Lauren B. and Marique put on like a X-rated
burlesque 50, show. Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey type wrestling match for some reason.
Okay, well, how do you rate this date then, overall?
I liked the concept. I wish it was like a WWE thing instead of a GLOW thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe have some WWE divas coming out. That would make a lot more sense. And I think it could have been explained better. So I'm going to give it a D. And the two ladies, I can't get over how rude they were to how uninviting and how they didn't help anyone. They didn't help this date at all. You could have done this without the two ladies.
An uninformed viewer might be mistaken into thinking that this is what pro women's wrestling is like nowadays. And it could not be further from the truth. So you're right. That was probably a missed opportunity. They should have done something with actual WWE.
Mm-hmm.
This was, at the time, the worst date I've ever seen on this show. And it did not end up as the worst date of the night. Let's move on to the nighttime. Crystal snags Ari right away. AB, what do you make of this?
I didn't have a problem with her snatching him to start the night, Rim. It's a new night. The girls were acting like Crystal was messing up or doing something out of line. Someone's got to go first. I'm sorry, it's not you. You didn't have the stones to do it yourself. Crystal took him aside. She doesn't have a rose anymore either. Like that's one of the main things people get mad at is when you talk to someone when they got a rose. She doesn't have a rose right now. She wanted to talk to him. No issues. I do have an issue with her voice though, Rim.
Okay, I do too. I didn't want to bring it up. I
have a big issue with it. Number one, she's either faking her or she's getting like worse. Is she going to give this whole house bronchitis? It seems like a health issue at this point. I'm sorry. Everyone's kissing the same guy. You can't be passing around whatever she's got.
Bronchitis. I had bronchitis a couple times. That shit is bad. Bronchitis is a bad thing to have.
Bronchitis is nothing to mess around with.
AB, she's not sick. It's fake. That's why I'm okay making fun of this, because she'll go, Ari's like, this is pretty cool. And she's, yeah, I like this. And then she goes to the camera and doesn't sound like that at all. And not only is the sound different, but the cadence is normal. I don't know. Yeah, it's fake. Yeah. Crystal's voice is not her actual voice, and I'm tired of it. No bronchitis, though. That was a funny line. But you don't have any issue with how her line of questioning with Ari, like the whispering about... Why are we still doing the show?
It was weird. She asked him if he wants her to be more aggressive. And he's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. This is like the second time I've talked to you. Why are you acting like we're... like you've won this thing.
Her line of questioning implied that she thinks the rest of the show is a formality at this
point. How do you want me to act the rest of the time to make the show still good? No, Crystal.
Bibiana's one-on-one time with Ari was one of those rare situations of the night where Ari and a woman actually speak with one another for more than 15 seconds of camera time. unfortunately, BB used her time to talk shit about another contestant, which never, as we know by now, never, ever, ever works.
It will work if you're like a front runner.
But front runners don't do that, though.
But front runners don't do that. Like, it's always a person that's on the brink of going home, and this just kicks them right over the edge.
Yeah. No kiss for Bibiana. Just a half hug. Sad.
And at this point, Bibiana, you've been talking for like 3 weeks about not talking to Ari. Why don't you fucking get away from the confessional room and go find Ari for once?
Whoa, are you anti-Bibiana? Are you anti-fan favorite Bibiana?
Listen, whoa. I mean, what he do? We'll get to what Ari did to Bibiana later. Yeah. But at this point in the episode, Crystal hasn't done anything this date yet to Bibiana, so yeah. There's no reason to snitch on her at this point. Just use your time wisely, please.
It's a small request, and really, Bibby didn't heed it.
No.
T and Ari one-on-one time. I just wanted to point out, they chat for a bit about how she had a hard time during the day, and then they make out. Okay, that will become a theme.
Oh, yeah, one of the girls yanked Tia's ponytail.
I didn't see that. What are you talking about?
You didn't see... In the wrestling day, we didn't talk about that. One of those old ladies yanked Tia's ponytail. That's why she was crying, which was I would have cried too.
Wait, when did that happen? Like when that. They were doing the when she was showing her how to lock up, she yanked her ponytail.
Yeah. So they were one of the ladies and Tia were locked up, and the lady that was locked up with her was like, "You're not taking this serious enough." And then the other lady comes from behind and yanks her ponytail.
What?
You didn't see that? She yanked her ponytail, and Tia's like, "Nah, fuck this." And that's when she left and started crying. You got to go back and watch that. It was wild.
I'm not watching the episode for a third time. Listen, now Tia's response makes a lot more sense. I thought she just like didn't want to deal with the lady being gruff with her. Yanking the ponytail is like, arrest this woman.
She yanked her ponytail. It was enough for assault. I would charge presses against these ladies.
Charge presses for sure. Back at the house.
Charge presence.
the next date card is a one-on-one date card with Lauren S. We were pro Lauren S. before tonight.
No, we weren't anything.
Women AB, United Front.
We weren't anything. This is the girl that was off the rails in her first conversation with Ari, and it doesn't get any better in a date situation.
Chelsea is disappointed that she didn't get the date card because she's a mom.
I don't know.
Something about deserving the date card because she's a mom. Back on the date. Becca and Ari one-on-one time. We get hints of the looming age controversy, I think, because Becca speaks on her longest relationship, which was 2.5 or 3 years, which means there's a good chance she's just talking about her high school boyfriend, AP. Mm-hmm. There's a decent chance that's the case.
Very good chance, yes.
They exchange a few sentences about breakups, and then they make out. End of conversation. Becca gets to date Rose, which just probably the worst thing that could have happened to her, because this means Crystal's going to step up her game, maybe, and be more aggressive. Anything else on that date?
Rib, I'm getting kind of grossed out by Becca and Ari now. I didn't want to bring this up. The age difference is getting to me.
Yeah.
He's old enough to be almost her dad.
Yeah, I just did the math. Theoretically, and when on paper, that's true.
When he's around her, it's like he's trying to be way cool. One time he says, like, totally to her. It was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for Ari in this relationship.
He's going to say lit on their one-on-one date, that's for sure.
I wrote down that he's like, you know that Steve Buscemi meme?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's in the school.
How do you do, fellow kids? Listen,
that's how Ari reminds me.
I don't still have an issue with it, because like we said, I think Becca is flat out objectively more mature than a lot of the other women in the house. Okay.
Sure.
The issue I have now is that Ari hasn't even, by now he should have asked about it, her age. There's been plenty of time, you know, night one, night two, first group date, whatever. Let the chips fall where they may. Now you're whittling this thing down And it's pretty clear she's one of the younger ones on the market, and you're not even asking. I mean,
not curious. Hey, are you 15 years younger than me? Was I in high school when you were born?
It's 14 years. Yeah, that's not. Okay. That's a lot of years. It's a lot of years. I don't think you want a prediction for the season. I don't think the previews made it seem like Becca didn't want to tell him. I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think Becca gives a shit that about the age difference, and I don't think she's worried
Becca's
about telling
a free spirit.
Him
if you want her, if you don't want her, that's fine. Yeah. She's got other stuff going on.
It would not surprise me to find that Becca thinks she's lived like two lives already. Like she's one of those type of weirdos. You know what I mean? Like, well, I was born in 1980 or 19. What would it be?
Christ. I was born
1996. Would she be born? No, 1995. Holy cow! It'd be 1995. I remember that summer vividly. I was 9. Holy cow! This woman is young. Okay, I have an issue with this. Anyway, okay, she gets a date rose. Holy cow! All right, Lauren S. One on one date. Daytime. They headed to Napa Valley on a private jet. AB, I liked this date on paper. I like this activity. It's a classic sure. bachelor date.
It's hard to go wrong with taking a jet to a winery. Hard to go wrong.
In my opinion, there needs to be a dating show where you just go to wineries. Only wineries. The setting is beautiful. It's romantic.
It's a perfect date. A yeah. winery is a perfect date.
People act mature at wineries. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. When you're at a winery, you're like, oh, okay, like straighten up, Rim, like tuck your shirt in, like act classy. You're at a winery. All right. Do you have anything on the daytime? That's all I have. Nothing.
No. Ari starts talking about how he's an older guy now, basically.
He makes the cardigan. He's going to do the cardigan joke.
Makes
to
a cardigan joke.
Individually, yeah.
And it's pretty clear that he's going to play the old guy with the older ladies. And the young guy with the two young ladies.
Does that not seem like backwards logic to you?
There's going
to
be, yeah. there's going to be two Aries to this season. Cool, not actually cool, but trying to be cool, young Ari. And then there's going to be the like self-deprecating older Ari.
I follow what you're saying, and I think you're right, but I'm hung up on the fact that Lauren S. is 31, and he should be trying to be like, I'm about your age, and then with Becca, he should be like, I'm an old guy, not trying to fit in with Becca. That makes no sense.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what he's doing.
Okay. Good observation. The nighttime portion of this date, the wheels. The wheels were kind of rickety during the daytime.
Yeah.
They come off here. They come off almost instantly. What do you got in the
daytime? I wrote down right before this started while I was watching. Halfway through the date, I don't think she's going to make it out of this one.
Yeah. I didn't know until she basically said, I'm very nervous. When you say I'm very nervous to the cameras, it's over. You're toast.
Mm-hmm. You're done.
Couple things I notice. Not a lot of eye contact from Ari.
You think? He's fucking digging into a steak as she's talking to him. I've never seen a bachelor eat.
Me neither.
Polished off an entire plate of potatoes and steak. Occasionally, he'll be done with a bite and he'll like glance over to her and ask her another question, then head back down to his plate.
Do you now this little chicken and egg situation? Do you think that's why Lauren was kind of going on and on, and because Ari was doing that, or do you think Ari was doing that because Lauren was going all over the place?
I think he was doing it because she was all over the place.
Okay. Ari defenders. Fist up. The quick list of things she talked about. Her last relationship. Her career path. Some work event in San Francisco. Some weird, like, platitudes Instagram captions. Her amazing family. Her mom and dad are amazing. Her friends are amazing. Her senior year in college. Her mom had an eye infection one time. Here's a quote. This is why music is such a big part of my life. AB, all over the place. All over
she
the place.
She is all over the place.
Now, I think she got a bad edit, as they say.
Of course she got a bad edit. But I don't understand when you would have a time to talk about an eye infection during this day. That's the part that really stood out to me.
To be clear, like we are pro talking and having, this is what we want to see on this show,
sure.
to have the conversations. But they made it seem like she didn't stop talking for 20 minutes straight. And Ari, like you said, was just kind of nodding and eating dinner.
He was just waiting to finish his dinner to let her go.
Yeah, that was sad. What I like, though, about Lauren B., because you and I, big, long-time pro Lauren B. guys. Lauren S., I'm sorry. I wrote Lauren down S. Lauren B.
Yeah. Oof,
mortal sin. She acknowledged that she was not being herself. She acknowledged that she was losing it. Plenty of contestants on the show we've seen do what Lauren S. did and then be like, I don't understand why he sent me home. Lauren S. knows that she fucked up because it was just scatterbrained.
Even before it happened, she's like, I think I'm going home. Yeah. I blew it.
Back at the house. Have you ever seen a reaction to a group date card quite like this? When they found out that Ruff was spelled R-U-F-F. Ashley, Becca K., Brittany, Jenna, Caroline, Chelsea, Annalise.
So y'all just ain't going to give Sienna a date card here, Rim? What's going on?
Is she the only one that didn't get a date?
No, there's others, but she's a front runner.
Yeah. Listen.
What's going on here?
Not enough sand in this episode, to put it mildly.
No. Is that how we're playing this? You're going to just dog my girl like this?
Well, you got to put Annalise in there because, of course, Annalise had a traumatic experience with a dog when she was a kid. We'll talk more about that later. I have a take that I think might rub some people the wrong way about this traumatic experience with dogs.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil anything, but it's not a common take.
I got some words to speak about it, too.
All right. Back of the date. AB, my personal opinion, since you and I are huge, longtime Lauren S. guys, is that this was not an accurate representation of what she is like in real life. Okay, I just want to make that clear. She doesn't get the rose. And Lauren S. is like, yeah, I mean, I was terrible tonight. Yeah. Like, I don't blame you.
Okay, I'll just head on out.
Anything else on this date, AB, in this breakup?
I thought Ari handled it really weird. I don't know if I got a weird vibe when he started doing the whole rose thing with her. I thought she was going home, but his speech didn't, I don't know. Something about it felt weird. It almost felt like he was joking and he was going to say never, he was just messing with her and he was going to give her the rose. I don't know. Bad speech by Ari.
I didn't think that he was messing with her. He did hold the rose for too long, and he
was like smiling.
He didn't seem concerned about it. He was just like, it literally was, he finished dinner and he was like, all right, let me grab the rose. It was very much straight from the last bite to the breakup. So I don't think he was that bent out of shape about it.
No, not at all. Bad speech.
I give him credit though. Like, respect to Ari for being honest and saying, hey, I don't see it. Cause you don't have to send her home. And respect to Lauren B. for being like, yeah, I really blew it on that date. You know what? I understand.
Lauren S.
Come on.
Got Lauren B. on the mind.
Anyway, to me, it played out like an actual bad date in real life. Two adults being like, this didn't go super well. It was nice meeting you. There's no tears or existential crises on the Uber ride home. It was just a good bad date. A good actual bad date.
You know what I'd never thought about until this episode, and I don't know why it triggered in my mind? These people probably have to, do you think they stay in a hotel the night of these when they get let go and then they like have a flight the next day or have to wait a couple days or how do you, because there's not usually, they're not going to catch a flight at 1 a.m. back home. They're going to have to sleep on this somewhere.
I think they probably sleep on, I hope they don't. I hope they get on a red eye.
That's what I would hope, but I don't think that's probably the case unless they have a private jet. They could just take them right there.
They wouldn't. You don't get sent home on a private. You don't go home on a private jet, AB. Come on.
I was just thinking about it, and that sounds terrible. Being in the fucking bachelor hotel, the secondary bachelor mansion that you have to, the losers go to for the night.
You fly coach, AB. You fly coach home. You don't fly the private jet, and you go immediately. You go immediately. Listen, you're already packed, as we know.
So you think they take you right to the airport, and you have to wait until your flight, like 8 hours from the time they drop you off?
No, they get you the next flight out of town. No, I don't know. Because you're in like Napa Valley. Who knows where the airports are? Yeah. Listen, don't know, don't care. They probably just go to a hotel. Relax. Back at the house, AB. Shock and horror. No one expected Lauren S. to get the boot. No one. We got tears. She was well-liked in the house and on this podcast, a very pro-Lauren S. podcast.
This is too much. That was too much. The tears were too much. this is a competition. You're trying to win Ari's heart. So what do you care if someone goes home?
There's too, you know what? I feel like Charles Barkley talking about today's NBA. There's too much camaraderie on this generation of The Bachelor. These girls are all trying to be pals. And so are the dudes. All the dudes are trying to be pals. No, go there and make it be cutthroat. Try to find the person you want to marry. We saw it with Jenny on the last episode. She's like, I'm going to miss my friends. It's like, this ain't about that.
No.
Shout out to Crystal for giving the straight up eulogy about Lauren S.
If there's one person that shouldn't have given this speech, it was Crystal.
AB, what I remembered in this moment, Caroline gets really mad and continues her tears outside in the hallway. She says, get off your high horse and stop being so condescending to everybody because you met his dog. That reminded me. She met his parents, folks, and nobody knows that.
Yeah.
So that does, I mean, I would feel that way too if I had a secret like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, AB, you want to move on to the dog group date?
Absolutely.
What do you got on Annalise?
Says she had a scary dog incident. Mm-hmm. She was one time staying at her grandparents. Her dog bit her, I think, in the eye when she was a baby and almost lost her eye.
Sure.
Sounds really serious, Rim.
Yeah, I bet. It does sound serious. Listen, I don't doubt that she had a scary dog experience. We all do as kids, if you're around kids, you know what I mean? Like, dogs will snap at you if they're
not your dogs.
Sure,
they'll nip at you.
What I do doubt is that she almost lost an eye. Okay? I'm sorry, folks, but if you almost lose your eye from a dog bite, I need a scar somewhere, okay? I'm sorry if that offends anyone who has a dog scar from when they're a baby, but I just don't... I think what happened was you were eye level with a dog, and a dog snapped at you, and then you kind of pulled back like a human reaction would do, and then someone told you that you almost lost your eye when you were a kid. It's simply not true. I'm sorry.
Listen, the facts say that when you're a baby, you don't remember anything either, so what... You can't have an incident when you're a baby that impacts you later down in life. That's not the case.
I didn't know she said she indicated baby. If she didn't indicate a baby, then this argument, this story completely falls apart.
I think she indicated that she
apart.
Was a baby.
Regardless, I don't remember anything that well before I was like five. And whatever I do remember, I've made up in my mind anyway. Almost losing your eye. You took it a little too far, Annalise. Yeah. I need a scar. I need a scar of some sort if a dog almost bit your eye out.
It's the boy who cried wolf, Rim. You can't come with a bumper car scary incident and then come with a fucking baby incident the next week and expect us to care about the baby incident. Baby incident sounded real. Sounded like something you should have a fear about. But once you had the bumper car incident, you can't have another one.
No bumper car incident. And we're talking about this almost losing her eye in very grave terms.
Yeah.
And
we have some very concerned. Solemn music playing. We'd be talking in our funeral voices.
Yeah, but holy cow, I'm over it.
Let me just get this straight, though, with Annalise, Rim. She went on to The Bachelor, and The Bachelor was Ari, a race car driver who also owns a dog. And she has a fear of cars and dogs. What are we doing here, Rim? What are we doing?
There's if you want to give her the benefit of the doubt, you would say that maybe the producers planned these two dates around what they knew about Annalise, but I don't think they would go that far for a couple minutes of jokey content.
Player.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that. And hey, you can't say she thought she was getting Peter because Peter's got a dog too, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get to the most boring date in show history. AB, this dog show. Why did they even air this?
I think they had to in Fred Willard's contract or something. I don't know.
Not even comedy genius Fred Willard could save this date.
It's just a really weird event.
We didn't get to know much of their plans about their performances or why certain people, like, why was Annalise the pooper scooper and why was Crystal wearing a red dress like that? Or whoever it was. Chelsea,
yeah.
The people who were there were like, this is trash. Imagine being a Bachelor fan and being like, oh, I get to watch a date on The Bachelor today. And you go there and you're like, why? I mean, that had to have been a miserable experience for all involved.
It seemed like they gave them no training on what they needed to do to make the dogs, like, respond to them. I assume these were show dogs that they had. I guess they didn't even explain that, though. So I don't know. I don't know what this was about. Terrible date.
Remember that time we were playing basketball up at school late at night one Saturday? This was 15 years ago, and we were trying to remember Fred Willard's name for hours because and we didn't have internet phones back then, so it just had to come to me, and we had a huge celebration. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Can you verify that? Okay, I just want to prove to everyone that I'm a huge Fred Willard guy, okay? This isn't a bit. 20-year Fred Willard fan. Quick power rankings. We'll do power rankings of Fred Willard movies instead of talking about this date. Number 5, Spinal Tap. 4, A Mighty Wind. 3, Anchorman, AB, because I'm ranking the Fred Willard parts, not the movies themselves. 2, sure. Waiting for Guffman, and then obviously Best in Show, number 1, Landslide, mm-hmm. Runaway, number 1.
Great power rankings.
Thank you. Anything else on this date?
No, let's move to the nighttime.
AB, the worst daytime group date of all time, followed by what I would consider one of the worst nighttime group dates of all time. Tell me what happened. Quick, tell me what happened on this nighttime date.
Chelsea goes first.
No, don't look at your notes. Tell me what happened on this night. What happened on this nighttime date?
They went to an old bank.
Nothing happened is the answer I was looking for. All right, Ari pulls Chelsea aside first. That was a big deal, I suppose.
Yeah.
What do you think about Chelsea?
Is she improving? Chelsea's ditched the whole heel, the villain role of this season. She came in hot as the villain, and she's backed off and let Crystal take over, and now she's just I think she's a contender.
Smart strategy letting Crystal take the heat from mm-hmm. the others in the house, because Chelsea can still pull her moves and lay kind of low.
Chelsea used to be the girl that would take him. She was the first one that took Ari that first night. She was the girl that was taking him first. Now, he's taking her first. She flipped it on him.
Yeah, she topsy-turvied that motherfucker. Uh-huh. That was a big move when he took Caroline or Chelsea first. Speaking of Caroline.
Do not sleep on Caroline, Rim.
I'm not sleeping on Caroline.
Okay.
Ari kind of is, because he was getting a little buzzed and his eyes were drooping a little bit. Ari might be sleeping on her. I'm not. Let me run down a few of these one-on-one times and we can talk about individual things. Caroline one-on-one time. They talk a little bit about Emily, and then they make out. Mm-hmm. Jenna one-on-one time. She says one sentence, and then they make out. Mm-hmm. Annalise one-on-one time. Ari's glaze over instantly. They do not make out. Becca one-on-one time. They talk for a minute about how they like each other, and then they make out. Anything stand out to you about any of these, this like 20 straight minutes of make out on this show?
Just pure heat, except for Annalise. And the best part, I thought the best part about this whole episode was when Annalise went back to the group and was talking about how she hasn't kissed him and how there's no spark there. And she's talking to all these people that are like wiping the lipstick, like fixing their lipstick from just kissing Ari. Like, can't relate, girl. Cannot relate to what you're talking about.
I thought Becca and Ari, even though they barely talked, you can tell. Listen, it's Becca's something a real one. Becca's a real one. That's
There's
for
something
sure.
There. Something
She's
there.
Up there with other Becca in the cool rankings.
Absolutely.
I thought Annalise did get a kiss. The kiss of death, AB, because it was over. It was over at that moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right, Chelsea gets the rose. Can you explain that? Even Chelsea was shocked. Don't act like she deserved it.
No, I don't know. I think she might have been the last one to kiss him, I guess. I don't know.
AB, I got something to say about the kissing. I'm a pro kissing on The Bachelor guy.
Okay. What do you got?
It's too much. It's a joke. It's becoming
I've been telling you that all season. It's too much.
The kissing jumped the shark for me this episode. Number one, there's nothing special if everybody gets one. Okay. So he's sent some people home that he's kissed. There are 17 people left at this point. 16 of them are, it's consistent extended makeout sessions. The kissing means nothing. No. It's good. We get it. You're trying to give the people what they want.
It's hard to tell.
You're not doing relationships. You're not growing knowledge.
It's hard for us as the viewer to tell who's even the front runners right now. Cause it's like, I didn't know one of the, I think it was Jenna maybe. Is there a Jenna on this show?
Yeah. She's kind of loopy.
One time, like, Jenna and him shared this makeout session. I'm like, oh, I think she's a front runner. I have no clue who Jenna is. The kisses are confusing me. I don't know who's they're all too steamy. The chemistry is too hot.
Yeah, they're great. Don't
Everybody
get me wrong.
Has chemistry.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. The kisses are out of this world, folks. All right. Yeah. And it's good. It's good TV in that respect.
Even with like the taxidermy chick later, it's like, whoa, these two got Kendall. Crazy chemistry. How is he going to let her go?
I'm not being a prude here. I just think it's lazy of him to be like, you did so good today. And then they kiss. And that's like how all the conversations go.
Hopefully
it moves. We need more.
Hopefully some of these relationships move past where they're at right now. But I'm not certain that's going to happen.
If you're a mid-tier contestant, like, you know, you're not going home tonight, but you also know you're not going to win. You don't have any incentive to really get to know him. Your incentive should be like, I just want to make out with this guy because he's good at it and it's fun. It gets me on screen. Sad. I hope this was a one episode aberration.
Yeah.
Because my bit before was like, they talk for 30 seconds and then they make out. That's a fact. That's really what happened. That kept happening. Let's go to the cocktail party. Bibiana.
Poor girl.
Sad what happened to her. Truly sad.
Truly sad.
She set up a little daybed. Full disclosure, I thought the telescope looked like a camera. It looked like a porn set up to me. At first I was like, I couldn't see that the telescope was, I just saw the tripod. I'm like, Bibiana. But to me, if you go through all that work, you don't abandon the setup.
No, you gotta stay there. You can't let someone else steal your fucking shine.
Made no sense.
That being said, are you dumb piece of shit? You mind checking to see who set this up?
No, this is what happened. I hate to be behind the scenes guy, but the producers were like, Ari, check out this bed, man. One of the ladies set up this bed. Yeah, what do you think? Maybe take the women there one by one, see which, try to find out which one it is. If I'm Bibiana, I sit on that bed and I let Ari come to me. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, where's Bibiana? Oh, you set this up for me? Boom. Bing, bang, boom. Final 10, at least.
Here's the problem with that plan, Rimp. He'd never come to find Bibiana.
No. Becca, one-on-one time. Young Becca. Mm-hmm. Uncomfortably young Becca, all of a sudden. I feel like this. AB, my opinion, deepest conversation of the season. The 22-year-old. Whoa, your eyes are wide. You don't agree.
She breaks it down for Ari. She's inside of his head just figuring things out in there.
She might know Ari better than he knows himself.
Absolutely.
It seems like. She says in most previous relationships, he's been with women who he felt needed him for one reason or another. And now he's scared to know that she doesn't necessarily need him in that way.
Wow.
Some fucking psychology on your ass.
Yeah. Right?
The chemistry between these two cannot be denied. Feel however you want about the gap. And it's a big gap. It's a chasm. It's a canyon between these two when it comes to age. There's not a millimeter of distance between them two when it comes to intellectual and physical chemistry. Mm-hmm, you understand? Mm-hmm.
Listen, when they start kissing, I turn away. I won't deny that. I turn away. I feel like I'm interrupting something. Don't want to lie. I don't want to interrupt you two.
All right.
Oh, hey. Back away from the room. It's like when you walk into the room and some. Oh, whoa.
It, well, and that's because it seems so natural.
Yeah,
when they
it's
start
natural.
To do it.
I forget I'm watching a TV show when I see them making out.
Yeah. Yikes. Well, you can blame the producer. You can blame the camera angles for that.
They get too close. Don't forget. That's another thing about the kissing. They get too close this season.
They get too close.
Up close shots.
And do you remember, did you ever watch Joe Millionaire all those years ago when reality TV first came out?
No, that was before I got into reality TV and it became a lifestyle.
On Joe Millionaire, there's an infamous sound effect. Okay.
Okay.
And that's all. People who watch it know what I'm talking about. People who don't, I don't want to say what it was. That they play a similar sound effect. They're too close. These kisses, it's too, you can hear too much. My opinion. All right. Let's keep it moving. Annalise freaking out. She knows she hasn't kissed Dara yet. She knows she's the only one. Even people whose names we do not know are like, yeah, we made out. It was awesome. You know, we got Mikkel.
It was incredible.
Yeah. We got Mikkel. The other people whose names I don't remember off the top of my head. You got anything on Tia and Ari's one-on-one time with the moonshine and the hay bales?
It was nice. I think Ari's digging Tia a little bit here. And I like Tia. I'm pro Tia.
Yeah, I like Tia too. She's fun. Mm-hmm. I think whatever happens with Tia, she's definitely going to stick around. Raven made a big mistake getting Tia on this franchise because she's just going to supplant Raven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a Raven that people like, essentially. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap up the Annalise storyline. She takes Ari to a secluded balcony and asks for a kiss.
Wow.
AB, I feel like within a few minutes of meeting Ari, I would be making out with him. Okay. If you get shut down for a smooch, you may as well pack your bags.
Yeah. Here's the thing. After she begs him for a kiss and he basically tells her, no, I won't do it. And I'm never going to kiss you is basically the vibe I got from what Ari said. Someone gives Annalise some terrible advice that she needs to go talk to him again. Just pack your shit and get out. Don't say another word to anybody.
I like the advice. They said, hey,
talk to him.
Well, you know, take control of the situation.
Whoever gave him that advice was just setting her up for another sucker punch.
But I think Annalise knew that going in.
No.
I think, okay,
no.
Yeah, maybe
Annalise
you're
still
me
had
here.
Annalise still kind of thought she had something there. Like if you were in this situation, like if me and you were in the bachelorette house, and sure. Rim goes takes
our
the bachelorette,
of ours.
Yeah, dream of ours. Rim takes the bachelorette up to the balcony, and she denies Rim the kiss. I'm gonna say, Rim, you got to get the fuck out of here. You're gonna get edited all wrong here. You got to bounce quietly. You got to leave the house now. I'm not gonna tell you, hey, Rim, you need to go over there and talk to her again. And see what she meant by that. Let's see if she actually
she wants to kiss you. Yeah.
See if she meant like she could see herself kissing you later, or if she meant like that you need to leave. It was obvious what he meant.
You convinced me, but the reality is, if Rim and AB, a couple of things. If we were on The Bachelorette, it would be a great storyline. AB's married and has two kids. That would be funny. Number two, if this.
It'd be a funny storyline. I sneak into the Bachelorette franchise.
Yeah. You know,
I was like Rim's wingman.
Yeah, everybody's got, you know, there's a lot of parents on the show, but never been a parent who's currently married on the show. Number two, if this happened to me and I was denied the kiss, I'd take my chances. I'm not trying to leave, especially if it's you and me there. I'm trying to go on these group dates and have a good time and go jet skiing and stuff. I'm not going, you know what? That's it. I've had it and I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm not there to find love if Rim and AB are on The Bachelorette. Let's be honest.
That's fair.
All right. Couple more one-on-one times. Kendall one-on-one time. They talk for a minute and then make out. Jenna one-on-one time. They talk for a minute and then she straddles him. Oh, excuse me. They make out for a minute. And then she straddles him. Just want to get the distinction clear.
It's got to be clear.
Anything else on the rose ceremony?
I don't think so. We knew who was going home.
I meant to say cocktail party. My apologies. We're going to the rose ceremony now. Chelsea and Becca have date roses. The rose order is as follows. And you let me know. You interrupt me if you think that's a significant rose or not. Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on Caroline.
Kendall.
Some might be there, Rim. I don't know. Like I said, all these girls had monster makeout sessions with Ari, so I don't know who's where on the pecking order right now.
They had fantasy suite night makeouts, and there's 18 contestants.
Every single one of these people.
Ashley.
I don't know who the fuck Ashley is.
No, me neither. Lauren B, the final Lauren standing.
Yep.
Brittany. I'm a Britney guy. She didn't get enough time, in my opinion.
I'm too. Yep.
Old Becca, that's rude.
She's 27.
Yeah, that's out of line. Becca with two C's.
Yep.
CN. Complete CN free episode, unfortunately.
Unacceptable.
Crystal. Well, did you watch coming up next week on The Bachelor?
Of course not.
Okay. Me neither. Wink, wink. Crystal. Tia. Mikkel. Jenna. Jacqueline. And Marique. No Rose. Bibiana. Disastrous night for Bibiana. Could not have gone worse, in my opinion. What do you got on Bibiana departing early?
She pulled out a, I thought it was a good move, trying to set up like some alone romantic time with him, but she just blew it by leaving it alone. It could have saved it. That's a game-saving daybed telescope situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's game-saving.
Not just a daybed. Like, the telescope.
That would put you into next week over freaking Marique. I haven't seen any Marique
time. Or Ashley?
Yeah. That could get you there. You blew it.
I'm with you.
From the sounds of it, she didn't even talk to him.
No, she tried to, and he told her to go away.
He told her, give me 5 minutes. Have you ever heard a bachelor say 5 minutes? Give me 5 minutes? It's usually 1 minute. As they're sitting on her daybed.
But he didn't know that. I mean, yeah, it was a bad situation. Listen, she deserved a lot better, okay? She got, last week, she was kind of like spicy Latina character. Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't sit well with Rim and AB when they played the mariachi music when she was talking. This week she kind of got clowned with the daybed setup, but she's not going anywhere in this franchise. Okay. She was classy in her exit. I think she's a fan favorite. A lot of sympathy. People are pro Bibiana. They liked how she treated Crystal, and they didn't like how she was treated on this episode. She will be on Paradise, and AB is a dark horse contender for the next Bachelorette.
No, she's not.
I think so. I really.
She
think
left
so,
too early. It's too early. I did hear she's going to be on. It's not just that you think she's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. She is on whatever winter, this winter show is.
Yeah, Winter Games.
She's on there.
That'll be fun.
So we'll see her. We'll see Bibiana again. Don't worry.
Little aside about Winter Games. I'm looking forward to that show.
I'm excited.
It's only 4 weeks.
I'm excited.
We're going to talk about Winter Games, no doubt about
it.
Oh, yeah. Side note, if anybody involved with the Bachelor franchises or ABC is listening, I have the appropriate Twitter handle for Bachelor Winter Games. It'll cost you 40 Gs. All right? Let me know. A lot of people are following that handle out of the blue. I got the handle. It's the same setup as Batch in Paradise. It's Batch Winter Games. There's no, you can't fit any more characters. It is the handle you need for this show. Cut the check. Okay?
Cut the check and let Rimene B be the official announcers of the show. That's the only way you're getting it. You understand
That's
me?
That's the only
way you're getting it.
You can get Robin Roberts and Hoda Kotb and all these people and Chris
the fuck
Harrison.
You want.
If you're going to have a jokey show, you need Rimene B to host Bachelor Winter Games. It's a fact. I'm tired of these. You're going for the big names, but what you need is the chemistry, and you don't have it with Chris Harrison and Hoda Kotb.
You need
whoever,
someone who knows
Robert.
The series.
Yes, that's a fact. Listen. All right, that's it. Holler at me. Cut the check. It's not going to be 40K. I'll cut you a deal. AB, overall thoughts on this episode before we get to the mailbag, which I've renamed the Rose Bag. I should have done that months ago.
No, let's get to it.
Okay. My thoughts on the episode, I thought it stunk. Kissing was out of control. The dates were the worst ever. Back in my day when Big Ben Higgins was the Bachelor, kisses meant something, AB, okay? Kisses used to mean something around here.
My main takeaways from the episode are that I didn't really gain anything from it. Some of the people that I thought were going to go home went home, but then I don't think anyone really furthered their relationship with Ari. Everyone's still where they were at prior to this episode. Nothing changed.
The people we want to see grow their relationship with Ari, I think, are probably Caroline, Becca, CN. Mm-hmm. And those are kind of the people we want to see keep it moving, and we didn't really see any of that.
Nope.
So I would go so far as to call this a filler episode.
Sure.
Unfortunately. All right. Going to the Rose Bag. The Rose Bag text line is 773-234-7794. If you text us, please leave us your name. Otherwise, you're just going to get an area code shout out. Nobody wants that. First text up. We called somebody out for giving that 4-star rating, AB. Area code 724. That was them. That was you. They apologized for the 4-star rating. They changed it.
Did they mean to?
They claim not. Okay. They claim for it to have been an accident. It's interesting. There's a perception out there that Apple lets you rate podcasts over and over again. That's not the case. I tested it.
No.
It takes your latest rating. So you be very careful. It'll take you. Don't fuck with the star. Keep them all at, just keep them at five. Just keep them at five. All right. 724 also says, yeah, I like these positive comments, AB. It's fun to watch people fall in love and learn about themselves. Thanks for keeping it light and focusing on the love instead of the production ins and outs or the off-screen drama.
That's
Thank
what
you, 72. That's
love.
What it's about. It's about the love and it's about the
Come
fun.
On. Yeah.
Thank you, 724 area code. Where is that? Did you look that up, baby? I'm not going to. Thank you for, number one, for changing your 4-star review, which we can go back to sleep
Pittsburgh.
In 8 hours. Pittsburgh, shout out to the Three Rivers Stadium. Sorry about the Steelers.
Tough loss.
Not really. Go Jags. I'm in on the Jags. Next up, 201 area code. My best friend and I have been discussing at length why we can't get behind Ari. The fact that he has zero defining qualities. He is the definition of bland. With Rachel, you root for her because it's so clear she wants a relationship to come out of it. But with Ari, it's like, well, I'm here, and I guess these women seem okay. I don't know. I'll just eat some lobster while they parade clothes for me. I don't feel like rooting for a guy who doesn't seem to even want this for himself. Also, they try to portray him as this ultimate man's man with his race car driving when he's metrosexual at best. Fierce Ooh. From area code Whoa. 201.
New Jersey.
AB, any reaction to that?
That's fair. Even how he became the bachelor seems like it just kind of fell into his dumbass lap.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, it is.
That being said, he's got some qualities I like. He's funny. He's funnier than any bachelor I can remember.
Yes.
He's self-deprecating. I like that. He's got an interesting job. It's not... I wouldn't go so far as saying he's bland.
Even Ari defenders like us know that this was just not his best episode. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't his best. It wasn't his best. Next text. This is from Sam in Atlanta. Do you think Ari will get over the age difference? And did anyone else get Goldie Hawn vibes from Lauren S? AB, I'm going to go ahead and speak for you. Neither of us are big Goldie Hawn guys. So do you think Ari will get over the age difference?
I think it'll be too tough. I think not because he'll care, but I think the rest of the cast is going to turn on her soon for being so young. It's going to become a storyline, and when you become a storyline, you don't win.
Yeah. I don't think he will care because I think Ari is, even though he's self-deprecating, I think he's unaware of the general perception of him. Because he's not on Twitter reading the comments over the years. You know what I mean? So, last one, Rachel in Ohio. One of her questions, odds on Bibiana showing up in Bachelor in Paradise. AB, I'll let you answer that one.
100%.
100%. Agreed. 1,000%.
Unless she finds love in this winner deal.
No, they're there for like 5 days.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be about love or something. I don't know. I saw the commercial. It's very confusing what the Winter Games is all about.
There's no doubt about that. You need a couple of guys who know the franchise to really frame it correctly for the audience. I wonder who those guys could be. All right. Thanks for listening, as always. Please follow on Twitter at RoseCastES, Instagram, Rosecast Podcast, Facebook. Also, /RoseCastPodcast, but also Facebook stinks. I don't know if you heard, Facebook's cutting out brand. They're changing the way the brand pages get attention on the web. Not a fan of it. Anti-Facebook. And once again, the text line, 773-234-7794. We will link to the fantasy group. Can you pull up the fantasy page real quick, AB?
I got it right here.
Thank you. There's
You want the leaders?
Yeah, one second. This is the last week you can sign up for the fantasy group. Well, the last week you can make your final four picks. I think you can sign up whenever. Join the fantasy group. It's called Rosecast Nation. AB, let's get the top two scores.
Top two scores? Currently in second is Flopnia with 170 points. Flopnia. And then in first place is Gibby with 180.
Whoa,
anyone's game right now, though. A lot of people close.
How many total members are there?
101, 103 members.
Okay. Let's get it up to 10,000 this week. So we'll link to that. Share it with your pals. There will be a prize. We need to figure out what that's going to be. But there will be a prize to win.
Rim's sneaky in eighth here, folks. Watch out for Rim. Watch out for Rim.
AB, do we have any... Nah, fuck it. It's refer up a friend. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.